calm day. You're only a couple hundred feet out of the harbor, and we saw about 12 right whales that were skim feeding at the surface. So when I say skim feeding, I mean that they had their mouths open, their heads up, and they're sort of plowing through the surface waters, filtering out all that zooplankton. And during that time, we were able to tow a net behind the boat and get a sample of what the whales were feeding on. And we actually had a little taste, putting it on some Triscuits, so zooplankton on Triscuits. It was a really unique experience.
A unique experience indeed, but unfortunately, one that may soon be gone forever. The North Atlantic right whale has been on the endangered species list since 1937. But how did they come to be this way? Let's go back in time. Here we are, the summer of 1934. Commercial whaling is a booming industry, and one of the biggest targets is a North Atlantic right whale. But what makes these whales so appealing?
The right whale makes her job so easy. I can't think of any other whale that moves so slow or comes so close to land. And if that wasn't enough, they float after being harpooned. Plus, with the huge amounts of blubber and meat I can sell from one whale, they truly are the right whales to hunt.
I don't know, man. They haven't been that easy to find anymore. It seems these days they've been getting harder and harder to spot. Believe it or not, I heard the other day that there are actually less than 100 of them, and that now the government is thinking of putting restrictions on hunting them.
If you ask me, that doesn't sound like such a bad idea. Who knows? If they don't do something soon, they might end up extinct.
Don't be ridiculous. How else do you think we're going to feed our families? Everyone has to make a living, and this is mine. Take that away, and we've got nothing.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. All I know is that they aren't protected right now, and these whales aren't going to hunt themselves. Happy whaling, boys. I'm off to catch a big one.
The government would go on to place hunting restrictions for the North Atlantic right whale just 1 year later, in 1935. Although this would prove to be somewhat effective in protecting the species, they are still endangered in the present day and struggling to make a full recovery.
We would like to extend a special thank you to Sarah Fortune for allowing us to interview her on her research regarding North Atlantic right whale growth. Additionally, thank you to Candy Fu, narrator, to Bish Khan, Whaler Voice 1, Taylor Schnell, Whaler Voice 2, Rick Schnell, Whaler Voice 3, and Sydney Schnell for audio editing. This podcast uses the following sounds from freesound.org. Merry-Go-Round by Gary Edstrom, Day of Trezalkowo Waiting for Pupils Performance 270610 by Myasto Dzuikau, Slow Sad Tones by T.J. Mothy, Walking on a Boat Dock by Joe Deshawn, Footsteps on a Dock by M. Maruska, On a Wooden Ship at Sea by LXX.70, Seagulls by In Chadney, Seagulls by Eckley, Time Traveling Machine by Vedas, Fisherman Departing with a Small Motor Boat by Saturation, and Waves on the Shore Road by Floating Tree.